Hello, this is Sugandhi Iyer on the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. I'm happy to be here with you today talking about the Joyful Manifestation process, which is contained in my book, Joyful Manifestation, available on Amazon.com and some other online stores. The process of Joyful Manifestation is very interesting. It's been tried and tested on literally thousands of people. Tried and tested because I've worked with them one-on-one. Joyful Manifestation also contains soulmate manifestation and money manifestation. Even though the whole process can be applied to any life area, literally to any life area, your health, your happiness, your wealth, relationships with your family and friends, your sense of internal power, inner power, and soulmate manifestation. In addition, you can take the process and think of anything that you would like to manifest in your life. That is Joyful Manifestation. A very interesting process. Fear, the word fear, is very common nowadays. It was common in the past, and it's common now. In the past, the fear that a person experienced was basically fear of money, losing family, and life. However, now we not only take on the fear of our own individual selves and our family and friends, but because of massive exposure to world events, internet, TV, radio, because of massive exposure to world events, fear has become common because we hear stories of things happening all over the world. Events, situations happening all over the world is literally brought to us on a day-by-day basis. So how can you escape fear? And with fear being present in our lives, it is difficult to imagine ourselves going into the future and having really joyful lives. And that's where Joyful Manifestation comes in, because the process, the 10-step process, guides you through all of this into the place where you can joyfully manifest your life. In a way that you attract joy for yourself and for people around you. And that's Joyful Manifestation. So what is manifestation? Manifestation is the process of creation. Basically, everything is in a state of unmanifest before it takes form and manifests, before actual physical manifestation. Everything is space, and in this space, when thoughts occur, spirit moves energy to start a process of happening into physical form. After some time, when a physical form is no longer required, it is manifested back into space, which I call unmanifestation, demanifestation. So there is always a process happening from the unmanifest into the manifest, and then back into the unmanifest. So this is the actual process, or this is actually what manifestation is. It's the creation of physical forms from space using thought energy. And then when you no longer need it, it is unmanifested back, so it becomes space all over again. Or it transforms and it becomes something else. So there's a transformation that happens. During this process of manifestation and unmanifestation, your self, that is your source, the soul within you, is kept intact. Now just imagine, if this is what manifestation is, then how easy it would be to manifest whatever you want in life. You could literally think up something. Think up something, and it gets manifested, because after you think about it, there is a process of energy flow. So there's an energy flow that comes through your thoughts to the thing that you've thought about, and it creates it into existence. So here you are, a powerful, very, very powerful manifester, and everything is literally at your fingertips. Just a small example. Let's see. Okay, I'll talk about myself. I went back to my country, and this was, I think, a few years ago. I thought that there should have been a broader pathway or a road in this place that was completely congested. Almost within a month, something happened, and the municipality over there started creating this big road. And then, of course, in a few months, it was ready. So your desires do go out there, and your desires do matter. It's not that your desires don't matter, and it's not that you are insignificant, because you are very, very significant. And so if you want anything in life, if it's good health for your family, if it's money, if it's love, if it's beauty, anything that you want, you can literally manifest it by imagining it into existence. Another small example. If there's a person who is overweight, let's say this person exists, she or he is overweight, and she or he cannot see herself clearly into the form that she wants to be, he or she wants to be. And this person gets distracted. By the time she can even hold this image in her mind, she has other desires coming at her, desire for foods, fatty foods, carbohydrates, sugar. So her imagination is not able to focus. She's not able to focus on this figure that she wants. And her mind starts turning towards things that she can easily imagine, things that she has had all her life, or at least in the last few years, and that is a high diet of carbohydrates, sugar, and fat. See, it's her imagination at use, but it's imagining the wrong things instead of the right things. Again, this is not about wrong and right. Everybody has a right to be who they want to be and have the body that they feel comfortable with. But I'm talking of the person who really wants to have this healthy body, and then she sabotages it by imagining fatty foods instead. So what happens is her senses, you know, her juices start literally salivating at the thought of this wonderful food that she can eat. So here she is thinking up of cakes, pizzas, potato fries, and everything in the world that she can think of, ice creams included. I know I talk about ice creams. Trust me, I don't have a fetish for ice creams. I just don't eat ice creams. However, it somehow seems to slip in easily into my examples. So if this person's senses starts imagining all of this fantastic cakes and pizzas, then her imagination is being used for all of this good food, which her senses respond to, because obviously eating good food, fatty food, is something that her tongue and all of her senses have been used to for a very, very long time. And she's not able to hold the image of a beautiful body. Now, how can you help yourself? How can you help your imagination refocus? Go to a place where you find people with beautiful bodies and look at them. Literally look at them. Look at them for days, weeks, months at a time. Guess what happens? You start to appreciate this beauty that somebody else has, the perfection of their bodies, the perfection of the way they move, how healthy they are. And if you spend your time looking at that over days, weeks, and months, your imagination now finds these images of these beautiful bodies more appealing than the fatty food. And your imagination starts to replace images of pizzas, ice creams, pasta, and all of these delicious food. It starts to replace it with all of these beautiful bodies. Now, your imagination can literally take your body to the place that it finds appealing, and that is a beautiful body. Willpower, self-control, all of these things are needed. You need to kick yourself in the butt sometimes when you don't want to get up and when you don't want to go to the gym. You need to kick yourself in the butt sometimes. However, over time, as you watch these beautiful people perform and dance, and you find that so appealing, you want that for yourself, and you kind of start to match it. Now, going to the gym is not such a pain. You actually want to go to the gym because you see the benefits of going to the gym, because in real life, your senses, your eyes are used to seeing perfect bodies in front of you. And you start to imagine that more and more. You start to live in that reality. And this is how you can get what you want in terms of a beautiful body. If you just use willpower and self-control, okay, I'm going on this diet. I'm going on this new fad diet. Everybody's talking about this diet. I need to try this. How long do you think your imagination will work for you? Because your imagination is so used to thinking of this fantastic food. So it's going to slip back into old habits. There's something called vasanas. And this is an Indian term. And these are imprints in your consciousness. These imprints are created in this current life. And if you believe in past life, they also come from past life. Your soul carries these imprints in its energy. And let's talk about this life. It carries these imprints, and it's so easy for it to slip back into a place that it's comfortable. So unless you expose this imagination to new scenarios, your imagination can let you down. And just when you're thinking of this beautiful swimsuit that you can wear on the beach and this fantastic outfit, there pops an image of a pizza. And now your senses is more motivated by this pizza, the cake, the ice cream, the cookies, the chocolates, the pasta, the cheese. So that's me thinking of it, okay? And it's motivated, and your imagination goes back to this place, and it completely, boom, it cuts out this image of a beautiful body that you could hold in your mind for just a few seconds. Cut yourself some slack. Go out there and look at some beautiful bodies. I don't know where you're going to find them. That's your work. But just do that. It could be in magazines. It could be videos. It could be posters that you could put up on your walls. They could be shows. Okay, I live in Las Vegas, so it's easy for me to get hold of these shows, go to these concerts. We have dancers singing and dancing. It's easy for me. But you can certainly find a way to do that and let your imagination take it in. And don't force yourself. Enjoy the process. You will find that losing weight and getting into your best body is much easier than you thought. Trust me, it works. Going for hypnosis, you know, Reiki, all of these things, they can help for a little bit. Going to a boot camp where somebody kicks your ass, sorry for the word, that helps a little bit. Nobody says it doesn't help, but how do you sustain the momentum? You know, you've lost weight and now you have gone on this crash diet and you want to sustain this loss of weight. You can't do it if your imagination has more pizzas in it than beautiful bodies. This also takes you away from plastic surgeons. Okay, I'm not against plastic surgeons. This is not against the medical field, but it's a new fad to cut yourself down and get your body stitched or altered. It's really not healthy because imprints of going to a surgeon all the time gets deposited in your aura, into your consciousness, and you may think you have control over it, but trust me, these imprints, the minute you see something negative about your body, it's going to come alive. It's going to say, look, there's that surgeon. He's going to help you. Okay, this is like a ghostly voice that I just came up with. It's not my voice. Well, it is, but not my real tone. And this voice is going to tell you, it was so easy the last time. Let's go there now. Don't you remember? Okay, stay away. Stay away from that. Do it the right way. Okay, this is not a health show. But it is part of manifestation because you will manifest more surgeons in your life, more doctors in your life. What you want to do is manifest gyms. What you want to do is manifest good-looking people around you that you can look at. Not your friends, but places that you can go and look at good-looking people and posters and magazines. What you want to do is do it the healthy way where you use your mind. Trust me, you're perfect the way you are right now. There's nothing wrong with you. Think of yourself as beautiful and wonderful right now. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with the shape of your lips. There's nothing wrong with the shape of your nose. And there's nothing wrong with the shape of your eyes or your eyebrows or your hair or your skin color or your body. There's nothing wrong with it. But as you appreciate your beauty and you go from it more from a fitness point of view, more fitness and being athletic and from that place, being healthy and enjoying your life and not being burdened and being able to wear clothes that you know you're going to look good in. If you go from it with that viewpoint, seeing yourself as already beautiful, then you're fine. And there's nothing wrong with going there, exercising, eating right, and having a good body so that it lasts you a very, very long time and so that you have less visits to the doctor. Trust me, this works. This is how you can use manifestation. You use your imagination and you expose your imagination to good, healthy stuff that you can enjoy. Even if you want to buy something, you can use your imagination by exposing it to richer lifestyles, people, where you, places and people. People, how do I say it? People and places and people that you know enjoy those lifestyles. So you go there, you look at it, you use your imagination, and you use this newfound visions visuals and you write over everything that you've known that is working against you. And you start to enjoy this process of creating new things in your life using your imagination. So what is visualization? You know, sometimes visions come up by themselves from within you. They come up because your soul is releasing these visions into your mind. It's not you thinking about it consciously, but it's coming up from your soul. And many times when it comes up from your soul, it gets fulfilled quickly. It's because your soul has the power to create what it wants, because it's God. It's God living within you, enjoying life in your human body. Your imagination is something that you use to process information, to think about it consciously, to deliberate about it, to deliberate on it. So you're using your imagination. Of course, I'm sure there are a lot of people who have their own explanations. This is my explanation of visions that your soul sends up, which can get manifested much more quickly than just using your imagination and your thinking process. Both are important. Getting visions, visualization, imagination. Visions, visualization, you can imagine it into existence, but a vision that comes up has a better chance of getting fulfilled quickly. What can stop your visions from becoming real is fear. What can stop your imagination process is fear. So let's say you want this ideal body and you want it because you want to look attractive in it. But suddenly you start to attract all of this attention from men. This is for women because women are the most scared of men getting attracted to them. It's true because I've dealt with many clients who are really scared of looking beautiful and being in their, being in their most beautiful self, because they're afraid of attention that they get. You know, we can talk more about all of this in sex and love and soulmate manifestation, in the part of sex, love, and soulmate manifestation. But just before we go into that, I just want you to know that any fear that you have of attracting attention just because you're going to be so fantastically beautiful and be in your most beautiful self may stop you from reaching your most beautiful self. So being comfortable with attention is something that is important, something that you may need to work on. I don't know if you've seen performers, they enjoy people looking at them. They just love it. It's like, oh my God, I've got so much attention today. Yay, yay, yay. I mean, they just thrive on all of this attention and they love it. They just lap it up and they enjoy it all the time. Of course, there are different levels of this and there are levels where it's just too much and there are levels where it's healthy and you need it for your job, or you need it for something that you need to do. And it's okay to attract attention and to let people love you for what you look like, for what your body looks like. It's up to you how much you dress, how much you don't dress. It's up to you what you wear. It's your choice. And There is absolutely nobody to judge you. Nothing and nobody to judge you. And as long as you feel comfortable, that's fine. Now, like I said, this thing, fear, this thing about being noticed, is something that can come in the way of you attaining your most beautiful body yet. It's an example of one type of fear that can stop or block you from going where you want to go and achieving your goal of being beautiful. And in this way, there are so many other things that you may want to achieve, but you're not able to achieve it because of these fears and blocks. So we're going to take a short break, 2 to 3 minutes, and we're going into money, work, and career. Listen to some music. We're coming back soon, and we'll talk a bit about money. Hold on tight.
Gold chain, gold dollar champagne. Yeah, my money insane. Yeah, I'm making it rain. But I was just on a plane, buying gear, flying here. This merch is my time of year. If I'm in the club, I get 100 stacks. I'm always rolling up, so I get love from that. Then it's all my swag, but I don't want it bad. I was on this, but now I'm on to that. You see, I'm in my closet, of course, on the rap. Was either in or out, now I'm going bad, man. I got so much money, I should start a bank. So much paper right in front of me, it's hard to think. Pop so many bottles, it's gonna be hard to drink. But I'm still growing up, my family here, and they rolling up, so I'm.
Bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is. The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is.
Well, girl, you know I'm a star. Used to barrels, but now we buy the bar. Last year they had to ask them, they know who we are. Walk in the building, I own. You tell by who I'm on the phone with. Then talk about grown. Too busy jacking my swag. Need to fuck around, get your own cars, get your own clothes, get your own smoke, get your own. You ain't ripping my game, get your own click.
The bigger the bill, the harder you fall.
Hi there, this is Sugandhi Iyer back on the Joyful Manifestation Show. We're in the segment of money manifestation, work and career. Sometimes you'll find that these segments are interlinked. There's a general topic running through all of these segments. Sometimes you may find one moving, you know, kind of mixing with the other, overlapping, etc. But it's all good. It's all good. It'll all work out in the end. Today, we're talking of money manifestation and what your ability to manifest money is going to do for the world. Again, I want to stress, money is not evil. It's how it's used that could be evil. If you use it to buy a lot of guns, yes, of course, it's evil. And then what you do with the guns, correct? If you use it to buy a lot of alcohol, then yes, it could hurt your body. And the way that you use money is what is going to make a difference in your power to enjoy your money. If you use it healthily, for example, I have a trainer and she's worked with a physical trainer and she's worked with some really important people and helped them get their best body. And I spend a lot of money on it, personally. Literally every day I have a training session, every day, every 2 days. It's a lot of money going out of my pocket to have private training sessions with her. But I thought that I should do it. I said, you know what? I don't drink alcohol. Okay, maybe a glass of white Zin every 3 months, maybe. That's it. I don't smoke. I've never smoked. I've never tried drugs. I don't gamble. Maybe $5 every year in a slot machine. Something like that. So since I don't do these things, I take that money and I spend it on things that I feel are going to help me in my life to be healthy for a longer time. Again, it's so funny that it's connected with this whole health thing. And that's how I spend a lot of money. And so money can be spent wisely. This is how I think spending my money is worth it for me. I go to a lot of shows. I see attractive people. I allow my imagination to soak it in and to help create the best me that I can create using my imagination. So if you feel that you're making enough money and your money vibration is good, and if you feel that allocating a certain amount of that money, a certain percentage of that money for certain useful things in life, that's money being used in a good way. See, if you're going to go out there and use it badly, then money is said to be evil. But it's not money that's evil, it's the habits that make or break a person. Now, this whole world, as I said, the whole economy of the world, the city that you live in, the country that you live in, the world that you live in depends on you and your ability to manifest money. Getting money energy into your life is important. The reason it is important, other than for your own personal reasons, is to bring about more abundance into this world. It makes the job of the people involved in the creation of money easier. Yes, there are people in this world devoted entirely to the making of money and all decisions regarding and relating to money. And it is important that you help them because it helps your world get into better economic conditions. It helps shift it into wealth and abundance instead of getting into poverty, of which, you know, there is always danger. Wealth or poverty can happen on an individual level, a country level, world level, and you can help create wealth on all levels by desiring money. Forget old world teachings that told you money was bad. Please forget it. Trust me. Okay, you don't have to trust me, but trust yourself. Think about it for some time. And then you see if you're creating money and you're wanting money and desiring money in healthy ways, of course, is going to help the world create more abundance. And yes, it will. Why should there be a ceiling or a cap on the amount of money that anyone can make? When your imagination is all you need to dream up more wealth. And as you do that, you're not creating disparity between poor and rich. You are not doing that. Because by being poor, you can't help people who are already poor. It's by imagining wealth into existence, imagining a whole lot of abundance, that you can actually start to shift your energy vibration, that you're flowing in a pocket of wealth, in an energy of wealth. Personally, you know, when I sometimes get a little lazy about money, personally, we all do that, correct? So when I get a little lazy about money and I'm satisfied with my car, I'm satisfied with my home, I'm like, I'm fine, I don't need to do any more. When I get into a place like that, somehow or the other, I manage to end up, let's say, with my parents or with my brother, my sister. And then I see my brother has just bought another car and it's more advanced. And it's like a motivator, because it's not that he's talking to me and he says, look, I bought this other car and this new car that I even don't need and it's just parked and it's this. No, he doesn't even have to do this big introduction. I just personally get swept into this whirlpool of more abundance. And it starts to adjust my aura. My thinking starts to shift without me knowing. Overnight, I wake up and I'm like, oh my God, a brand new car. It's like this, that. I mean, this is what happens. And of course, it's up to me whether I buy it or not. But everything starts to shift around me because people in my life are doing well. And they're in abundance. They're thinking, you know, he bought this iWatch and I ended up buying two iWatches 2 weeks ago for my parents and they said, no, we don't want it. Then I had to persuade them and all of this stuff. So it's almost like if one person in your family starts to do it, then we all start to do it. It's all that same kind of energy aura that we're all in. And these things start to trigger. There was a time then that I was seeing Range Rovers everywhere and I'm like, I am not used to seeing Range Rovers. Where are they coming from? Because I grew up in India and Range Rover is not a car that I personally look for. We look for Mercedes and BMWs and things like that. And then suddenly I started seeing this Range Rover everywhere and I was amazed. And it turned out that someone I know drives a Range Rover. And so if you're kind of flowing in this energy with people, then what they do and what you do kind of interacts with each other and you start to attract it into your energy field, into your aura. So looking at good things, being with people who have a good desire to manifest money, who are doing well, will also jolt you and suck you, literally, it just sucks you like a vacuum cleaner. It sucks you into their world. And your energy now has all of this stuff happening. And this energy gets transmitted to your brain. It gets, you know, your brain is thinking about it and your chakra system is absorbing it, correct? Gets into your brain. Your brain is thinking about it. And next thing you know, you're seeing Range Rovers everywhere. You're seeing BMWs and whatever it is that your family is buying. And you're seeing all of these iWatches hanging from the stars and these deals are coming up. And even if you don't have these deals, you can still go and buy them. And this is how you can literally get into this energy corridor of wealth and manifesting good things into your life. This is you creating money and being in fantastic money manifestation energy. This segment of money is a little short. We want to go into soulmate manifestation because the introduction to joyful manifestation, talking about your health and beauty, was a little long. And we're stepping into soulmate manifestation, that which I call love and sex right now. So let's take a 2 to 3 minute break and listen to a song. Coming back soon.
So seductive. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'll take you to the candy shop.
Yeah.
One more taste of what I got. I'll have you spending all you got.
Come on.
Keep going till you hit the spot.
Whoa. You can have it your way.
How do you want it? You gon' back that thing up or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam-packed, hot as a tea kettle. I break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be an info, I'll be an info. In the hotel or in the back of the rental. On the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. How your fans teasing you about how I sprung, I got you. When you show me you can work it, baby, no problem. Get on top, then get to bounce around like a lowrider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to this shit. After you work up a sweat, you can play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your mouth, girl, not in your hand.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Just between me and you, yeah. Give it to me, baby. Nice and slow. Climb on top, ride like you're in a rodeo. You ain't never heard it sound like this before. Cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she get to pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race, who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch them thongs? Had me thinking about that ass after I'm gone. I touched the right spot at the right time. Lights on, or lights off, she like it from behind. So seductive, you should see the way she whine. Her hips in slow-mo on the floor when we grind. Long she ain't stopping, homie, I ain't stopping. Dripping wet with sweat, man, it's on and popping on my champagne can. Paint. Bottle after bottle is on, and we gon' sip to every bubble and every bottle is gone.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Hi there, this is Sugandhi Iyer back on the Joyful Manifestation Show. We're going to go into the segment of soulmate manifestation, that which I call sex and love. So, your love karma, it's something that you carry from past lives. We carry from past lives, all of us. And it's something that we replay as a pattern. So let's say you have this pattern of being abandoned in love. It could be that it started a long time ago. And it could be that you're carrying it from a past life. Because of the many people that I work with, and because I'm highly intuitive, I'm highly, highly intuitive, it's easy for me to see where all of these connections come from. If you've met somebody in a past life, if it's this life only, if you have something carrying over that you need to complete, that you need to continue. If being abandoned is part of your energy imprints, what I call vasanas earlier on. So if your energy imprints contain this abandonment issue, you could easily manifest it again and again and again. And you're wondering, what's happening? What just happened? Boom. Out of the blue, you could be fine and talking to somebody and everything's going fine. And then this wave of energy comes from somewhere and it's transmitted to you through someone. It enters your aura, and next thing you know, someone stops talking to you, stops calling you, stops texting you, and the whole thing is at a standstill. And you just don't know what happened. That's your past visiting you right now. There are certain karmic energies that exist in space. It's part of the patterns of your love karma, which is imprinted into your soul consciousness and or could be released at some point by some forces around you. and it's transmitted to you through someone else. It comes into you, and the next thing you know, you're manifesting it in your life. So let's say you have a best friend, a bestie, and she's going through a lot of trouble, relationship trouble. If you spend a lot of time listening to her stories, you could absorb it into yourself and create that energy for yourself. Because now what you're doing is you are tuning into her story. And you find her story interesting. The way she was, this man approached her at this bar and they had a drink. And I don't hang out at bars, but that's not the point. Scratch that. They had this drink and next thing you know, he wants her and they had a one night stand. So many clients have the story and the man looked like he was really interested. Everything was going fine. He even called her after that and they were getting to know each other. Everything was fine. But because she spent too many days and hours listening, hours and days listening to her best friend talking about how her relationship failed, she loses this man. Because she's tuned to sad stories. That energy has penetrated her aura and she is now not able to retain relationships. Knowing that your love karma is being formed and you is being formed minute to minute to minute by your thoughts, beliefs, experiences, the people that you're around, is going to help because your tuning mechanism, the stories that you listen to, is going to affect your tuning mechanism. The stories that you listen to is going to affect your tuning mechanism. And you will be attracting into your life energy that is not going to help you create a successful life story. A successful life story, a successful love story. And before you know it, things are happening that you never expected to happen and someone is not calling you. Everything is at a standstill. And you are living the story that your best friend is living. You know, one of the dangers that I go through because of talking to so many people and all of their issues is me having to clear out my own energy all the time because I don't need that stuff in my aura. Luckily, because I do joyful manifestation, I approach everything from the space of joy and positive energy rather than trauma, solving trauma and getting people out of their troubles. So everything, if you use a joyful manifestation process, you kind of are sheltered or protected from the negativity that people can put on you. And it's so important that you allow your personal love karma to get stronger and stronger, healthier and healthier. I cannot stress enough how important it is that the stories that you listen to are going to affect your mind and your aura. Because you're hearing sad stories and you're going to think that most men are going to leave you. And then you end up manifesting it. Now connect this to a past life. If you've had this happen to you in a past life, you've seen someone go off to war and never come back, go off on a long journey and waited months, etc., etc. Then just imagine that all of this energy is already around in your aura and it visits you at an appropriate time or an inappropriate time to mess up your personal love story. Knowing this, I just, you know, this section on love and soulmate manifestation, sex and love is a little short today because we spend a lot of time in the first segment. But knowing this, I just want you to pay a little attention to the stories that you tune into over the next 2 weeks before you come back to the Joyful Manifestation Show again. Previous recordings of my show are available on my page, BBS Radio Station 1. And you can always go there, access these recordings. They're also available on iTunes now, I believe. as a podcast, and you can download it. And just please, next 2 weeks, watch out to the stories that you listen to. And know that as you listen to all of these stories and all the sad stories that you watch on movies and television and everything happening to everybody, you're creating your own personal love story, and your love karma is going to get affected by that. It's going to, your patterns of losing people or getting abandoned or not getting the woman that you want or the man that you want is going to get reinforced rather than it becoming healthy for you. See, the whole show today has been about health, your money health, your beauty health, your soulmate health, your love and sex energy, the amount of energy that you put out there, not being scared of attracting attention to you, knowing what fears that you have, taking them out of your aura so that you can allow true love to come to you and get you into abundance. This is Sugandhi Iyer, wishing you a wonderful rest of the evening. And I'm signing off for the Joyful Manifestation Show. You can always visit my website, joyfulmanifestation.com, or write to me, sugandhi@joyfulmanifestation.com. Thank you, and again, have a wonderful rest of the evening.